We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Scranton Police Chief Carl Graziano, our special guest this morning. And Chief, are things a little different in Scranton than other parts of the country?
We're not immune from anything that happens nationally, unlike, you know, when I started 28 years ago. With social media today and the access to 24-hour news stations, what happens in another part of the country directly affects what happens here in Scranton, so we're no different.
Luckily, though, we haven't seen a whole lot of, you know, violence and rioting and things like that in Scranton, though, correct?
Correct. We have a lot of programs in place that we've been working on, focusing on community policing. And a lot of people say community policing, but community policing is a philosophy and not a program. We've engaging our officers in the community is more now than ever.
How do you get people to not be afraid of police officers?
I think that has to come from personal interaction rather than what someone else tells them or what they see on TV. So I always tell people, and my kids included, is make your own judgments based on your own interactions with your local police department and not what you see on TV or what someone else tells you how to feel.
Chief, what about people that are young now and thinking about becoming a police officer? And, you know, I'm reading stories and it said, oh, it's going to be tougher to get people to come. And then I saw a story in the news last night that they say, no, there's still a lot of younger people that are coming up and want to be police officers. What do you say to somebody younger who's thinking about it?
The old cliche is, if you think change needs to be made, come and join us.
A friend of mine who's a Philly police officer told me something the other day when I was talking to him. And he goes, nobody hates a bad cop more than a good cop, because correct, one guy ruins it. Unfortunately, that's what makes the news outside of all the great things that are going on.
Correct. It only takes one incident. And again, a lot of that is attributed to social media and access to news today that was unprecedented back, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So what happens in any part of the country greatly affects policing all over the world.
Of all your days in your career, is there one day that stood out that you said, this is probably my greatest day being a police officer?
I think that's the day I got sworn in. You know, if you find a career that you love, you truly never work a day in your life. And
right,
that's how I feel. I love coming to the office every day. I love the challenges of policing. I love interacting with the public and trying to improve things. And it's hard to believe I get paid for what I'm doing, because I love doing what I'm doing.
Well, Police Chief Carl Graziano, Chief of Scranton, thank you so much for giving us time today.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.